Ellisbrook Ashley.
Hello, my name is Frank. What can I do for you?
Hi, is this the major on duty?
Yes, it is. What can I do for you?
Can I get your name again, ma'am? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
My name is Frank.
Frank?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how you doing? This is Nick Lawson here at the Network Operations Center here in Tampa Bay, Florida, working for Walmart Security. We had an issue with a computer. We need to go ahead and update your wireless peripherals. Do you have some time, maybe like 5 minutes, or is there an associate that can assist me with this? We need to go ahead and get squared away before the morning.
Sure.
Alright. Okay, can you get in front of the computer, please?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, can you open up, go ahead and open up Wire. And just for reference, what's your user ID?
How can I just verify this?
I'm Nick Lawson here. Like I said, Nick Lawson, Network Operations Center, Walmart Security here in Tampa Bay, Florida. What you're gonna do is you're gonna go ahead and log into Wire. You're gonna open up walmart.com/your username, and this is why I need your username, because I have to configure it on my SI for it to actually pop up.
Okay. Username is FD.
S-F-D-H-E-N-R-Y. Alright, so F-D Henry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now go ahead and go to walmart.com/F-D-Henry. And you should pop up a box. It's going to be a login box. And let me know when you're there.
Okay.
Got pretty busy?
Actually, yeah, we are, actually.
So we're trying to do this to all the stores, and you know, just trying to get it all squared away pretty quickly. I've done 3 stores so far, so this will be the 4th. Did the web page load up for you?
No, actually it didn't. It's you said just go to walmart.com/FD Henry. Yeah.
And gave you a 404 error?
Pardon?
It gave you an error?
Yes, it did.
Okay, here's the problem. You're probably not using the same password you were when we first started. How long have you been with Walmart?
Almost 13 years.
That's why. You're still using the password in, you know, first initial, last initial, or first initial, last name, right? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and change your password on our side. Go ahead and tell me what you want your new password to be so this all works. It can be a different one. It can be the same one you have. I just have to have it on my side.
So the user ID isn't what you need then?
Well, I need both, really. What happens is whenever you go to your username, the database is querying it in our SQL database, and basically what happens here is it's looking at your first password, and if your password is different from your first password, or if it's past 5 years, it expires, and it doesn't have a current password in the system. So, I need to go ahead and get a new password so we can put it in the system for you to use that password. So, let's go ahead and... What would you like a new password to be?
I was going
to
say, my password's not the same as my... user ID.
I got you. Well, what do you want your new password to be? Or do you just want to give me your password? I mean, if you're fine with that, if not, I'll go ahead and make a new one.
Yeah, I can give you my password and see, you know.
Okay, go ahead.
It's FD6490.
F as in Frank, D as in dog, 6490?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fantastic. Let me see. Go ahead and add this on my side. Alrighty. Now go ahead and refresh that page. Or go back to myspace.com/FDHenry. Is it still giving you an error?
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Hello? Still giving you an error?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Alright, I'm gonna keep working on that. But let's go ahead and switch up. Let's go ahead and make your keyboard. Let's go ahead and update it. Alright, in your keyboard, it's a wire keyboard, right? It has a wire coming out the top of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What it has in there, does it say the kind of keyboard it is? Is it a Microsoft? Is it a party band keyboard? Or what kind of keyboard is it?
W-Y-S-E.
I got you. Okay, yes, all right. That model does indeed have a wireless chip in it, so we can go ahead and make that wireless now. Let me see. What I'm going to need you to do you have any scissors near you?
I don't have any right now.
Okay, do you have a box cutter or a knife or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Because what's going to happen, I'm going to go ahead and make it wireless, but the wire on the top of the keyboard, it has to be cut. Because what happens, whenever you cut it, the wires touch and it shorts out the wire. And that basically enables the keyboard for wireless. So, I need you to go ahead and exit wire. Go ahead and hit hold Alt and type this in. X-E-N-U.
What was that again? Here.
Hold Alt. I'm sorry. Hold Alt.
Okay.
And while you're holding Alt, type in X-E-N-U. And let me know when it's done. Ma'am?
I'm still here.
Okay. Did you go ahead and type it in?
Yeah, I did. It's not doing anything.
Okay, right. It shouldn't do anything visually. Okay, go ahead and take your box cutter or your knife or scissors. Go ahead and cut the wire. The computer may actually, it's supposed to beep, so it's going to go beep, 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 and it's going to do 3 short beeps. And once that happens, let me know so I can go ahead and configure it over here. We have like a 30-second time gap, so once you do it, I need to know right away.
Now, this one has 2 different wires attached to it.
Okay. Well, it's you go ahead, you pretty
that's
much have
to
cut one. Ma'am? Say again? Sorry.
You want the main one that's attached to it, right?
Right. Well, we're probably going to have to do both, but go ahead and do the main one first. Let me know when it's cut. I heard something pop. Was that the wire?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's cut?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and cut the next one. You said there were 2. Go ahead and cut that one.
That one's a plug. The second one's just a plug. Can we just unplug that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can just unplug that. And I'm sure your mouse is wired, too. Go ahead and cut that one also.
There was a beep on that one.
There was a beep. Yeah, that usually happens. Great. So now what I need you to do is I need you to go ahead and log into the wire.
Okay, it looks like it's rebooting.
Excuse me. Oh, it's rebooting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did it say any message? Did it give you any other message?
It just says it's waiting for a connection right now. I got you. Like a LG PC up right now on it. The message is
okay.
Popping up. They're just waiting for the connection.
I hear you. All right. Is there another computer next to you? If you have any other computers next to you, go ahead. Go ahead and do that keyboard. Not the mouse on the other, just the keyboard. Just the keyboard on that one right now.
Hang on 1 second.
All right.
Now, will we have to do that for the rest of the computers in the store?
No, not right now. We will.
Okay.
Go ahead and cut the other keyboard and go back to the original computer. You're going to go ahead and take the mouse. And I'm guessing, is it an optical mouse or is it a roll ball mouse?
This one's an optical.
Okay, do you have a roll ball mouse anywhere? The other computer, is it a roll ball?
Yeah, that one's a roll ball.
All right, go ahead and cut that one. And once it's cut, take that ball out.
Okay.
All right, let me know when you have the ball in your hand.
Take the ball out of it. Okay.
Alright, do you have the ball in your hand?
Yep.
Alright, now what we're going to do is we're going to do a little dissection here to make sure the mouse is actually wireless now. You're going to go ahead and cut it in the middle. Just cut it, like kind of saw it in the middle, but good and gentle, because you don't want to hit anything that would possibly mess anything up, but you got to do it, though. I mean, you know, don't let me down, you know. I don't want to say goodbye. Don't cut yourself either, please. Don't want to have that happen. How's it coming?
It's okay.
Okay. Is it in half, or is it just halfway, or?
Well, our blades are not all that grippy, but.
I understand. Yeah, probably cutting a lot of boxes. Is this the first keyboard you ever cut?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty much a new technique. And just let me know when that ball is all the way in half. And this method does indeed stop quite a bit of hackers, so no one's actually going to be able to get in your system anymore. Because what this does is the wire no longer allows the hackers to write on the wires, and they can't get into your keyboard and, you know, hack you. So this helps. All right, is the ball in half? It should be in half by now.
No, actually it's not.
It's pretty tough, or what's the deal?
Yeah.
I guess. Did that computer ever reboot?
Finished, but the screen's blank right now.
The screen is blank.
Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
should that have came back up?
It should have. It should have. You know, usually that's what happens. But, I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, I'm actually quite appalled, to be honest with you. I mean, I've never seen a blank screen. I'm gonna go ahead and send a ticket into tech support real quick and make sure. Do you have that computer ID?
I do not.
Alright. Does that keyboard have a Windows key at the bottom of it? Excuse me. The one you cut off? The one you cut the wire?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, it has a Windows key?
Yes, it does.
Go ahead and pop that off. Walmart no longer supports Windows. We've switched to Linux. We're working with Ubuntu right now. So, is your computer working on Windows or is it Ubuntu?
It's our Walmart system that actually it runs off from.
Right, I understand. Yeah, see, we used to use Windows, but Bill Gates started being a giant Jew fag, so we had to go ahead and fix that. So, we're using Ubuntu now, which is a Linux distro. So, you know. Man, I just don't understand. Why is this office so hot? I don't understand. Like, we have, like, a huge electric bill, but it's always so freaking hot. Ugh. That screen is still blank?
Yes, it is.
This is outrageous. You did cut those wires, right? You did cut the wire, huh? Frank?
Yes.
You did cut the wires, right?
Yes, you did.
No, like the video wire. Because I'm not showing that the video wire coming from the monitor is cut. And that's the error. It's kind of looping and it's, you know, trying to find the keyboard and it's doing the whole WTF mate kind of deal, so not quite sure. What are you working on right now?
Just seeing if this computer's gonna come back up for you. It's not coming up though.
Alright. Can you access the monitor? Can you access the back of the monitor?
Red hot bloody cricket nuts.
Sorry, that was someone else on the other line. Hold on 1 second. Hey. Alright. Sorry about that. Can you see the wires in the back of the monitor? Frank?
I'm still here.
Can you see the wires in the back of the monitor?
Yes.
You should. Is it a CRT monitor? Is it a big monitor or is it a flat screen?
That's one of the big monitors.
Alright, yep. That's the deal. Go ahead and cut that wire real quick. That one's going to be a large beep. That one's going to be tough because it's usually a thick wire. Make sure to cut away from you. Not the power cable. Not the power cable. You will die. The one that has the square plug, that has the two little rotating knobs of joy.
She would die.
Holy shit.
What just happened? Did she hang up?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck! Oh my god!
How did you not laugh at that? I was for gas.